Gina Rogers is in. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do Let's Have Another Drink is by Gareth Russell, subtitled The Singular Wit and Double Measures of Queen Elizabeth, the Queen Mother. Now, is this just a sign that publishers are going to be banking on interest in all things royal at the moment, or does it date back a little bit further, or
quite,
what?
Well, quite possibly, but do let's take advantage of it anyway and have a good...
Well, it's the Jubilee year, right, as well as the Queen's eventual death. There was the Jubilee year ahead of that got people very interested.
Yeah, that's right. No, there's plenty to... If they're your Kardashians, then there's plenty to enjoy at the moment, isn't there? So this one is... Look, let's start by the cover, you know, with its gold embossed.
She's having a pint.
She's having a pint.
Is that Coronation Street set?
I think it might have been the EastEnders one. She was a massive fan of EastEnders. She also liked Hyacinth Bouquet and was keen to watch that. But so when I saw that this was, a book to read, I got excited about the fact that we've already all heard about how funny the Queen Mum was and how she had all these one-liners. But this is 101 anecdotes for her 101 years. However, what I will say straight from the offset is that while there are lots of those lovely things in it, it's a good book about things that historians will know, but not all of us know, about her upbringing and about the tragedies and the difficulty in her life. And I think let's not, kid ourselves. I mean, a life of unbelievable privilege, certainly, and growing up in Glam's castle and running through King Malcolm's hall because they thought it was haunted. But also you have, having lost a brother during the war, having lost another brother, went missing for several weeks and then turned up and was badly injured. Much has been made about the relationship between she and her husband and Wallace Simpson, of course, and David. So... And they were clearly very cruel to her. She has an enormous appetite for life, which is something that we've all enjoyed seeing, the idea that she always has a drink in her hand and she has a hearty appetite. And they called her Cookie because she was always eating. And, so there's definitely the light and shade in this book, which makes it interesting and a good read. She's, of course, an interesting character. I mean, she's a character of her era. One of the bits that I liked in it was her talking about, they had this suggestion, she was good friends with Noel Coward, and did she even know that he was gay, or was she so, privileged in her upbringing that she didn't even notice it? And then there was one case where he was there and there were a whole bunch of, young men in their uniforms looking very... very glamorous, standing to one side. And it says, catching Coward staring, Elizabeth whispered with a smile, I wouldn't if I were you, Noel. They count them before they put them out.
Is this all kind of anecdotes and like this juicy little tidbits, like she wouldn't call something a cocktail, she'd call it a drinky poo, and she'd take impressions of the characters from Blackadder or even some of Sacha Baron Cohen's catchphrases? Is it all that kind of little light stuff? Or do we get into any of the history? For example, it was quite interesting reading recently whether... and don't ask me to source this, but rather the Queen, who's just died, may have regretted not standing up for Margaret Moore, her sister Moore, when she wanted to marry Peter Townsend. Because, of course, later, Charles divorces and marries again and things have moved on. Do we get any kind of insight into some of those gnarly bits of the story, or is it more...
We certainly do. There's certainly light and shade in there. And it's interesting, both...
Does it talk about Margaret and the Townsend affair in there at all?
Barely talks about that.
How has he sourced it all?
I don't know the answer to that, actually. I did, not taking this too seriously as homework, I read like any person does with a cup of...
There is, but of course,
I just read my... we've got references up the wazoo at the end and index for our serious people, but naturally I look at the pictures and remember the funny bits.
Okay.
Catherine.
Okay, yeah.
So, but there's... she's made out to be terribly fun and terribly modern in some senses, and yet there's a really good passage about the fact that actually she still was a woman of her era, and while she had friends who were gay, there was a piece about the law in Britain and the fact that it was the legal age for sex was 16 unless it was same-sex sex, in which case it was 18, and she stayed right away from discussing any of that, and and also same-sex marriage, the suggestion that that would have been a bridge too far for her. And sometimes I think, you know, there's a gorgeous photo of her on her 101st birthday in a golf buggy drinking a glass of champagne as she heads off, you know,
always
having
again.
A quick...
The other big one, of course, is at the heart of her story is what happened with the abdication of Edward and the fact that all of a sudden her perceived to be happy marriage and life with two young daughters at the time was to be completely upended,
yeah.
And that her husband, her beloved husband, was to become king. Do we get, again, any sense of the enormity of that in her
life?
Yes,
you do. And you also, much has been written about the fact that, you know, whether she wanted the glory or whether she didn't. And much has been written about the fact that he proposed three times before she finally said yes. And, you know, definitely that their life completely changed in that sense of duty. And I do feel like it sort of gave you some insight about the drudge of the, you know, again, incredibly
privileged drudgery. Yeah, 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 yeah.
But, you know, the inflexibility of having to be where she was expected to be and that duty that she was determined that they would stay in Buckingham Palace. I think they slept in Windsor Castle, but, you know, and she fronted up for everything, you know, from a support the people and then she was criticised as grinning Lizzie. You know, so I think it was tough balancing that duty. And
possibly one for the aficionados, but as we said, there's a bit of appetite for it at the moment.
Well, also an easy read, you know, an enjoyable read.
Wonderful. Thanks very much for the review. Gina Rogers has been reading Do Let's Have Another Drink. It's by Gareth Russell, published by HarperCollins, $38. It's about the late Queen Mother.